Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey everyone, welcome to
Attentive Fatherhood
on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm Bradley Hazemeyer. Each week, I bring you honest and hilarious conversations with men from all types of backgrounds. But at the end of the day, we all just want to be better dads. Hey, fellow attempters. Welcome to the show. So glad to have you. Question. If you get eight dads in a room to give you one bit of dad advice, what would it be? This episode. But first, man, I can't believe it. We are coming to a close for season two. We got season three dads already being booked as we talk, or as I talk and you listen. Hopefully you're listening. Pay attention. But it's been so rad having you guys follow along so far. Growth has been slow, I'll admit, slower than I wanted, but it's been steady. And that's probably the best way to build a brand, right? Is slow and steady. In fact, we got a message from Anthony C. out of Toronto. He said, hey, just want to say thanks so much for the podcast. I actually watched your videos from way back when you did car reviews for Gear Patrol. I think you did one for a 2011 Audi A4 back then, which I did end up driving for a few years, by the way. Anyway, I'm a dad of two boys now, and this podcast definitely hits home some of the things I've felt in the last 3.5 years of fatherhood, but never got a chance to share with others. Thanks and keep it up. 100 emoji. I gotta say, that's exactly why we do this podcast, right? Because we as dads have felt these things, thought these things, and a lot of times felt like we were alone, or maybe there's just one or two of us. So it's good to know there's a whole tribe that's building, and I'm excited that you guys are a part of that. And that's a great reminder, Anthony C., for you guys to be following the show on Instagram, at Attempting Fatherhood. And if the show has impacted you, leave a review or DM us. I'd love to hear from you. Oh, also, if you want a sticker, I got a whole bunch of stickers that I ordered, and you can just DM me and I'm going to drop that in the mail. I've got some going out this week. So just send me a message. Tell me where you want to send it and boom, you got a sticker, bro. Also want to shout out you guys because we just passed our 2,000th listen and we've got more than 300 dads following us on Instagram. And that's fantastic. And I also wanted to take a second and make my NPR appeal here, right? This is the fundraiser show. This thing is 100% an act of love to dads like yourself, something I wish I had, so I felt like it was something I could put together. As of now, the show doesn't make any money. The bird shout out is awesome. It brings in a little bit if listeners use the code, but that's, you know, a few dollars at best at this point. So it's on my own time to reach out to dads, host the interview, edit it, post it, create all the social media around it, and promote it. And of course, like yourselves, I'm trying to raise kids and trying to have a job. So season one and two have both been fantastic for my own dadding and hopefully making you guys better too. But I personally want to bring a brand on board to help support the show. So if you have a minute to share the show, encourage a friend to listen. We're trying to grow the numbers here because more dads equals more opportunities equals more dads equals more opportunities. That would be super helpful. So yeah, let's give it a try. Also, if you know a brand that you think might be a good fit, I've got a few ideas. I'm going to be reaching out to some over the coming weeks as we approach season three, but love to hear from you guys. So maybe you're like, hey, have you thought about this brand? So that would be great. Okay, enough business talk. Let's get down to business, I guess. This week's show, oh man, this is like walking into Costco and you get those delicious samples. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, it's lunchtime. Why don't I shop? I'm going to go orange chicken, pizza rolls, artichoke dip. Yes, yes, yes. I want all those. I've got these little clips, these little snippets from the past 2 months of these dad chats. That's right, 8 weeks. I love these shows. I love the interviews. And it's really fun to go back and hear from these dads like, oh yeah, I totally forgot we talked about that. And of course, no matter if I'm talking to a single dad or a brand new dad or a foster dad or whatever, all those guys were in season two, by the way, we can all take something from them, right? And so that's what I've got for you today. So here's a quick roundup of the the dads you'll hear from in no particular order. Sinway Xavier, he's a single dad. He's a commercial director and a photographer. Also, I talked to Jeremy Parsons. He's a dad of two young girls. He's also the host of People TV's news show. Luke Wall, the VP of Unscripted Creative at Nickelodeon. He has a young son. He and I go way back. Also, the dumb dads, Evan and Kevin. I know you know these guys. They both have young kids. They are hilarious. They're stay-at-home dads, and they're social media mavens. Yeah. I'm calling him that right here. Peter Mutabazi, better known as Foster Dad Flipper. He is a single dad. He has adopted one of his foster kids. It's a teenage son. And he's also fostered 16 kids in 5 years. A lot of wisdom from him. Marcus Tankard, he's a hilarious consultant and author. He's got 3 boys and starting the process to adopt another child, despite not even really wanting kids when he first got married. Also chat with Rob Yates. He's the co-founder of We Get Outdoors. He's got a 5-year-old and a brand new baby as well. He also talks about getting outside with our kids, and he's got a program that you can be a part of to help with that. And Chase Wilson, the CEO of Bump-a-da-bum, Bird Hair. That's right. He is a former pro surfer, a model, and he's the newest of all the dads. At the time we spoke, his daughter was only 5 weeks old. And even then, as a brand new dad, he had some insight that I thought was some really great takeaway. So there you go. Those are the dads from season 2. Here's a clips show. Consider it your Costco visit for your ears. All right, let's get going. If you're going to leave all the dads with some kind of encouragement, dads who are listening.
I would say, first of all, really do try to appreciate every single moment. I know that I'm a happier human being now that I've leaned into more of that. Even the baby part, that's not that fun. Here's the good news. If that part does feel tough, I promise you it gets better. And look, if you're fortunate enough to have a great partner and be really happily married, lean into them. I find that my marriage is something that's gotten better from having a kid, not the other way around.
This is again, I am the king of like cheesy catchphrases, truly, like little things. But this thing that I glommed onto really early in fatherhood, especially working, having a somewhat demanding work schedule. And then I'm the kind of guy who, when I come home from work, it's like I need to decompress. Actually, one of the things I miss from LA, living in LA, is like the drive home for me would be my re-gearing decompression. So I could change my brain to be ready to enter home life. I don't have that in New York now because it's just a different vibe. But and as I've gotten older, whatever, if I don't have that, it's tough. So as I find myself walking, getting on the train, going home, whatever, and I'm saying like, all right, I want to give them the best of me, not what's left of me. Give them the best of me, not what's left of me. Because what they typically get a lot of times, if I'm not thinking about it, is like my fumes at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, of like my energy and my attention, and I'm frustrated and like, ugh, I'm home and I just want to sit down. I don't want to play. But then it turns out, and that stuff like hits me hard when I give it the littlest amount of effort and they'll stop everything they're doing to come be with me. And I'm like, oh, they just really want, that's really what they want.
I think we've talked about this. We both agree with this. We've talked about this before, but I think
he's really saying that to throw you under the bus.
Yeah. And Kevin, if you guys don't like this, Kevin was really told me to say this, but
I don't co-sign this.
I think something that wasn't discussed as much because mental health is such a big thing now to for everyone to talk about and all these things, the power of apology, for a parent to be prepared to apologize to their kid if they screwed up in some way.
Yeah.
Is be prepared for that and be prepared to humble yourself to do that as a parent, and as a person, I think is so impactful, not just for the kid, but your child or children, but I think for the parent as well, because if you believe in leading by example, then telling your kid to apologize for something over and over is about as impactful as "because I said so." But if you show them the power of apology, because you admit that you made a mistake and are willing to then share that with them, that's way more impactful, I believe, than you need to say you're sorry or for something like that.
I love that. I think that's great. What is something, if you could just tell all dads out there, Leave us with some encouragement.
What would I say? You know, here's what I've learned. Sometimes I want to give them the best shoe, and I realize that it's not the best shoe they want. It's the box, the empty box in the garage that they want to play in. And then I'm like, man, I've been worrying the whole day for that stupid shoe. And it was the stupid empty box, you know? So I'm learning to see my joy of bringing my kids what they need in the small things, you know, not in the big things. At least for me, that's something I've learned. Like sitting in the bedroom before they go to bed, or they're not having good time with their friend, and say, okay, I'm gonna sit here and let me know what I can do, and that makes the whole world for them, you know. That it's sometimes it's not the financial huge things, but sometimes it's the really little things that the kids are looking for, time especially.
Yeah, I'd say my big thing would be remembering that your child is a person, and that person is not you. So your expectations of what they might, like what you want them to do, they might not enjoy. And the reason why is because they're their own person. And you have to remember that when things aren't working out, not just like, oh, he doesn't play baseball, but I played baseball. It's like all of the things, just every little thing along the way. Kids can be so stressful, and you want them to be obedient robots sometimes. And I think it's important to remember that there are already people. They already have likes and dislikes. You're teaching them things, but they already have made decisions in their brains. And that's a good thing to remember. It makes things easier when you do and realize that.
I'll say this is something that I tell myself, and my wife echoes this. And it's funny because the children are in on this now. Three words: you are enough. You are enough. And you know, you don't feel like it some days, you know. Some days you get up, and I do this, you know, you get up in the middle of the night and you think, what am I doing? You know, you just, you know, and I find myself just kind of like cleaning a room that is destroyed, you know, like, you know, maybe like my kids have destroyed their room, their clothes everywhere, yes, their toys everywhere, you know, they snuck popcorn into the room, didn't tell you, all this kind of stuff. And it's like, oh my gosh, where do I start? And you get into it, and 30 minutes in, you're like, when will this end? No, you just keep going. You just keep going. You just keep going. And sometimes fatherhood is like that. You just keep going. You just keep going. Just keep doing something. Okay, let's pick this one up. Take this one here. Let's go to the store, let's get the car fixed, let's go on this keep going, just keep going, you know, and you don't have time to think. And sometimes when you do get the opportunity to think, all of it seems like the reality of it and the responsibility of it is crippling. But you know, in those moments I remind myself, you're enough, you are enough, you are enough. Just the fact that I am present. Just the fact that I am here, this is my life, this is my wife, this is my children, that lets me know that there is something on the inside of me that is ready to tackle this. This will not eat me. It's not going to eat me. It's not going to eat me. No, I just, you know, take my time. I'll step back, slow down. Sometimes coming home, I think every dad does this. So this will deliver a dad from shame. There's sometimes that I come home and I will take another lap around the neighborhood.
Not ready yet. You get close, you're like, nope, not ready yet. One more.
Just like, no, it's not yet. I just give me a minute. You know, it's the little thing.
Yes, yes. It doesn't take much, right? Thing. Just to keep on going.
I'm not going to raise them in a day. I have 18 years with them before they had to get out of my house. So I got some time.
I'm not going to raise them in the day is definitely going to be the title of the fatherhood book that has never been written, because I love that concept. So there you go. You can let your publishers know you've got the title for your next book. I'm not going to raise them in a day. It takes so much pressure off.
So to start with, if you're another dad listening, you are flipping awesome, like already. You are awesome. You are doing all of the right stuff. Is there opportunities to do some more stuff? Of course there is. There always is. But you're already flipping awesome. So take that as a starting point. And then I'd say the next thing is the question I asked in the middle of this conversation around how do you want your kids' future to be? Because they're going to be a version of you. And are you happy with that? maybe go have a think about that. And then maybe think about, is there a business venture you've always spoken about but never done? Is there a career move? Is there a way you can be a better husband? I don't know what it is. Is it going back to school and getting your master's degree that you've always thought about? I don't know what it is. But ask yourself that question and be brave and take some action around it.
What kind of dad advice can you give other dads out there who are in the same spot as you?
Embrace patience.
Ooh, yeah. That's good. I feel like that opened a fortune words. Cookie.
Yeah. Two words. I mean, I'm still learning, right? So I'll have more to share on that, but I feel like that's been the biggest testament for me, is just patience and like learning it and, you know, putting yourself aside and being responsible for this new little life. So it definitely is a testament of your patience and draws you to your wit's end. But I feel like, you know, if you just find some way, shape or form to kind of embrace that and just realize that it's only momentarily happening and it's going to, you're going to, you know, whatever issue or thing that you're dealing with, you're going to get through and it's going to be all good, then I feel like that's kind of that advice I would give at this point, you know?
Yeah. So. No, that's great. And I think what's so important about that too is the idea of embrace patience and be patient with yourself, yeah. Right? As the dad True. Who's growing, who's going to get it wrong, who's going to make mistakes, be patient with your own growth. You're at zero, your baby's at zero. It's going to take time.
Raise your hand and ask questions, ask for help. Don't be afraid. Yeah. I feel like you need an attempting fatherhood hotline, you know, text this line for help on the go. Oh, that's good.
They have to have the tools to make those decisions on their own. You know, to be able to, I want him to be able to come back to me and go, you know, Dad, I was hanging out with these kids and they wanted to go play with matches. I don't think that's a good idea. Like, bingo. Good job. Well, yeah, ice cream. Good job. You know, just make those good decisions. You know, that's all you can hope for.
And it sounds like, you know, in that creating that space of just be honest with me, you create a safe zone.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, dude, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for attempting fatherhood.
wasn't really my choice, but
you're doing a great job and it could be a lot worse.
It could be. Thank you for having me. Always great to catch up with you and hopefully we get to see each other in person sooner than later.
Would love it. Much love to Coop as well.
I will, for sure. Thank you, buddy. See you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Attempting Fatherhood. My whole hope with this is that we build a community that encourages dads and that brings new information to the table and gets you excited about living your life, doing what you're doing. If you have felt that way, please make sure you rate us on Spotify, on Apple. Just rate us, give us some stars, hopefully 5, and make sure you share this. That's equally important. It's a great way to build community, to share this information with other dads, you know, start a text chain, whatever. That helps us, that helps you. We grow this community and all that. Thanks again for listening. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Attempting Fatherhood. Again, thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.